Daf is Bab Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis. We left off on Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. We're at the two dots on the first wide line in Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. So says the Gemara, the Mishnah said, "Hayibatul min asela lo yomer lo tamei sela elanosin lascharo kupoel." If a person, in order to pick up an aveda, would have to lose out on a sela's worth of money, he could be working during that time and earning a sela. He's not allowed to go to the owner of the aveda and say, "You owe me a sela because that's what I could have made." Rather, he's going to get paid like a poel. He's going to get paid as a poel batel. So says the Gemara, "Nosin lascharo kupoel." Kipol batel, my kipol batel. What does it mean to get paid like a poel batel? So Rabbi, kipol batel shall also melacha de batel mina. What that means is as follows. Says Rashi. Rashi explains the phrase. Kama adam rotzel litol velivchos mischaro li batel mi melacha zu kveda shu osik ba vela asok bimelacha kala kazu hakalafi kovera melacha veriboy schar yesh melacha shetarcha kal uschar rav ochilov. If a person, let's say, could have earned a sela, but earning a sela would have involved a significant amount of difficult labor. It would have involved very hard work for the person. So how much money would a person normally take to not do the more difficult work and instead do lighter work? Meaning, I take the job to do the difficult work because I need the money and I'm willing to work that hard in order to earn that money. But if I didn't have to work quite as hard, the quality of life difference would entice me to take less money. How much less money would I take to do this job that's as difficult as the Hashavas Aveda, which is a very low degree of difficulty, instead of doing the higher degree of difficulty job, which I would have done anyway? That's a poel batel. How much money a person would have taken to take the lesser job rather than the job that would pay him the maximum amount of money, but also involves a much greater degree of effort. So we said that if the person wants to get paid and is not interested in doing the Hashavas Aveda unless he's going to get paid what he's going to be missing out, so he has to go in front of a Beis Din and make such a Tanai in front of a Beis Din that he's going to get paid. So it says the Gemara, Isav Rav Safra Ovid Iska Bahde Adadi. Isur and Rav Safra were two people and they had a business dealing together. Azul Rav Safra Palagle below Daiti di Isur Bapi Betre. And Rav Safra divided up the assets of the business. And it was something that involved evaluation by a Beis Din to evaluate the worth of the assets, and he did such an evaluation and such a division without Isser there, without involving Isser at all, even though obviously Isser stood to gain or lose from this because it was his business as well, and he did it in front of two people. Asal kamed Rabba Barav Huna, Amalei zil aisi tlasa tablata kamayu. So the case came to Rabba Barav Huna, and Rabba Barav Huna told Isser, look, if you want to, told Rav Safra rather, if you want this division to be binding, so I need to see the three people who you divided in front of. I need to see the Beis Din, meaning you're allowed to make such a Tanai and divide up, but I need to see the Beis Din that you did this in front of so I could know that the Shuma, that the evaluation of the funds, the evaluation of the assets, was done properly. So let me see the Beis Din. Inami, you're not going to bring the whole Beis Din, at least bring Tremigo Tlasa, at least bring two members of the Beis Din who can verify that there was in fact a Beis Din that was involved. Because once you have two members of the Beis Din who serve as Edim to tell you that there was a third person involved and that there was a Beis Din, that would be fine as well. If you don't want to bring any members of the Beis Din, okay, bring two witnesses that saw that there was a Beis Din and saw that there were three people involved, and that will be good enough. Just bring me something that shows me that there was a Beis Din. So Rav Safra was a little taken aback. He said, where do I need a Beis Din? Who says I need a Beis Din? Where do you get the idea that the division had to have been done in front of a Beis Din? So Amalei, he responded, it's from our mission in regards to Hashavas Aveda. We said that if there's a Beis Din, so then you can make a Tanai to make sure that you get paid in order to do the Hashavas Aveda, meaning you need to use Hefker Beis Din Hefker over here. Rashi says, Im Yesham Beis Din Ustam Beis Din Shlosha, Alma Eim Koach LaHefker Mamon Ze Eitzel Ze BePachos MiShlosha. Apparently the Beis Din is not authorized to practice Hefker Beis Din Hefker unless you have a Beis Din of three people. So you want to go and divide the assets of a business without the partner's input, you need at least a Beis Din to be there. And that's clear in the Mishnah. Amalei, so Rav Safra responded, no, me dummy. How can you compare the case of Hashavas Aveda to the case of dividing a business? Hasam de mapik mamona mehai umos of the hai but inan bezdin. By the case of Hashavas Aveda, the guy who wants to do Hashavas Aveda wants to get paid from the Baal HaAveda. So it involves taking money from the Baal HaAveda and paying the Meshav Aveda. So good, that I understand very well. You're going to need a bezdin. Aval hacha, but in our case, didi shakli, gilu milsa bianluhu, betray sagile. Over here, I'm not taking any money from anybody. I'm taking my portion of the business. I'm taking my half. So I'm only taking money that's already mine. It's just a question of how to work out the division. But clearly, I'm not trying to take anything that's not mine. And therefore, all we should need is two people. You don't need Hefker Beis and Hefker because no one's actually losing money over here. Teda, the raya is the Tanan in the Mishnah that says, Almana mocheres shelo b'fnei Beis Din, that an Almana can sell without the input of Beis Din. So you see from there that to sell that which is rightfully yours, you don't need Beis Din. Samalei Abai, v'lav mar Allah, amr av Yosef, amr Yumi, amr av Nachman, almana in etzricha Beis Din shal mumchen, av etzricha Beis Din shal adyot. He said, no, you misunderstood the Mishnah. The Mishnah says shalom b'Beis Din, and you only need two people, and implying you only need two people, that she's not selling it for too cheap. That doesn't really mean that you only need two people. No, it means you don't need a Beis Din of mumchen. But a Beis Din, you do need to do the evaluation. So even if no one is stealing, per se, no one is taking money from somebody else or is asking anyone to lose money, still to make sure that a division is being done honestly, that a sale is being done honestly, to make sure everything is being done properly, you at least still need a Beis Din. If you look at the top Tosos, Almana Mocher Shlo Beis Din, Frak Tosos Vim Tomer Hasum Yishum China, Omishlam Shlotis Baza Bebeis Din. The Gemara explains, Kedemfarish Balmana Nizonos, the Gemara Ksubis explains, why is Almana allowed to sell without Beis Din? Either it's because of Chayin, or it's because we don't want her to be embarrassed, to be humiliated in Beis Din. So either way, it's something that seems like it's a unique halacha to Almana and should have no bearing whatsoever on the halacha of Hashavas Aveda. So he says, Yeshlamu desfirulei kivinda Almana mocheres afal gav de'ina shalah shalob Beis Din mishum china. So he says, no, the way the Gemara is assuming this is connected is that if an Almana is allowed to sell even something that's not hers outside of Beis Din because of Chayin, Hachinami shutaf yitol shalom shalom beis din afgav deleka tam dechina. So certainly a shutaf who's taking something that is his should be allowed to sell outside of Beis Din even without the chayin. Meaning the chayin should not compensate for the should not be more than should not compensate for the fact that it's not hers. As opposed to by the shutaf, we're talking about something that clearly belongs to the guy, and therefore you don't need chayin for him to be allowed to sell outside. For him to be allowed to sell outside of Beis Din. Okay, new Mishnah. Matzah berefes ein chayiv ba. Let's say you find an item, you find an animal in a refes. So then you're not chayiv to return it. You find it in the stable where the animals are kept. So then you don't need to return it. But if you find it in Rosh Hashanah, you do need to return it. I mean, the point is, if it's in a refes, it's not called lost. It's where it belongs. If it's in Rosh Hashanah, then you do need to return it. If the animal is in a Beis HaKvaros and you happen to be a Kohen, so don't make yourself Tameh to the Beis HaKvaros in order to return the animal. The mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is not going to win over there. The Isra of Tumas Kohanim is going to win in that contest. So, if his father tells him, he tamei, o sha'amrlo al tachzir lo yishmelo. If a guy's father tells him to become tamei to the item, or he tells him, don't do Hashavas Aveda, meaning nothing to do with Hashavas Aveda in the cemetery. Stam, a guy finds an Aveda, and his father says, I don't want you to return that Aveda. So you don't listen to your father. He's telling you not to do a mitzvah. You go and you do the mitzvah. Or a father, Stam, tells the son, I want you to go and become tamei. I want you to go into a cemetery. If the son is a Kohen, and therefore an Isser for him to go into the cemetery, he doesn't listen to a father in that situation. There is no mitzvah of kibarav in that situation. The Ramban asks the question that l'chora, that's pasha, that if the father tells you, Stam, don't return an Aveda, I don't want you to do Hashavas Aveda, l'chora, that's pasha that you wouldn't listen to him. Meaning, that's not even kibarav, it seems. Kibarav is when your father asks you to do something for him, but stam, the father's not going to gain anything, he just doesn't want you to do Hashavas Aveda, I'm just not interested in you putting on tefillin this morning, it would make me happy if you didn't put on tefillin. That's not kibbut aveim, that's not the mitzvah at all. So what's the chiddush over here, that there would be no mitzvah to listen to the father? In this case, of course there's no mitzvah to listen to the father. The father's not asking for anything. So the Ramban says we must be talking in a case where the father says, no, instead of returning that Aveda, I want you to stop returning that Aveda and instead be Osek in something that's for my kavod. He has some sort of request. He has some sort of request to do to the father. So at least you have a mitzvah saseh involved where the father's asking for kibarav. Now the gra, the bira gra in Yerudan, Sim Reish Mem, is medayik from a Rashba in Yevamos, that there's no mitzvah saseh when the father isn't asking you for service. He's just telling you not to do something. He's just asking that you do something that's completely of no benefit to him whatsoever. There's no full mitzvah saseh, but there is what he calls a mitzvah bialma. Even if the father is not going to get any hana'a whatsoever, any direct benefit from you listening to him, still it's a mitzvah bialma. And the Makne Maseches Kiddushin holds that that's included in the general mitzvah of mora'av. It may not be called kibarav because you're not doing anything for him, but just stam, listening to what he has to say, doing what he asked to do, even though there's no benefit to him, would still be included in mora'av. Now, the Pnei Yeshua in Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Beis, in discussing a Tosfos, where Tosfos seems to say this idea that when the father asks you not to do the Hashavas Aveda, he's saying instead be Osik in my kavod. That the Pnei Yeshua understands that the Tosfos does not mean to say that there's no kavod for the Av when you're not giving him Hana'a. Rather, what he means to say is as follows, that when the father asks you not to do Hashavas Aveda, if he's not getting Hana'a from it, so granted, the father's stam asks you something that he's not getting any Hana'a from it, the father says, do me a favor, jump up and down, you know, just for a minute, and you jump up and down, and there's no reason why the father needs you to jump up and down, so that, Pnei Yeshua says, that taka is kavarav. But over here, the father's telling you, don't do Hashavas Aveda when there's no Hana'a for him. What the father's being megala is that he's a Rasha. What benefit is there for him when you don't do the mitzvah? Oh, once he's megala that he's a Rasha, there's no chiv of kibrav. You don't have to be mechabir of Rasha. The Hagos Maimonios in Hilchos Mamrim, Paragvav, Osir Beis, points out that l'chora, you don't have, it's not necessarily true that just because the father asks you not to Hashavas Aveda when there's no benefit for him, that he's necessarily a Rasha. He's definitely doing the wrong thing. He's definitely asking you something that's irrational, it's unreasonable, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's a Rasha. Meaning, one Avera does not make a Rasha. A Rasha would have to be someone who has a pattern of Averos. So the father's in a bad mood. He's saying something ridiculous. He's telling you to do something crazy. He's telling you to ignore a mitzvah when you really have no reason to ignore a mitzvah. That doesn't really make him a Rasha if that is not part of a broader pattern of behavior. If that's not the way he acts in general, that Gos Memonio says it doesn't make him a Rasha. So Pnei Yeshua's Vart, that the reason why you don't have to do Hashavas Aveda is because even though it is a mitzvah of Kibarav over here, but it's Aviv Rasha, he's a Rasha, it's not really such a strong idea because he's not necessarily a Rasha just because he's asking you not to do this one mitzvah. So we'll get to Osik Mitzvah Patim and Mitzvah soon, and Osik Mitzvah Patim and Mitzvah would only be if you weren't involved in the Hashavas Aveda yet. Right? We're talking about you're picking up the Aveda, and the father says, no, stop, I want you to stop that and do, and we're also going to see whether you have Aseh Docha Los Aseh versus Los Aseh Vaseh. The Gemara is going to discuss how these how the particular chiyuvim work off of each other. Okay, so in terms of Av Rasha in general, it's machlokas mechaber amah, whether you're mechuyiv to be mechaber Av Rasha. It could be that there is a chiyuv to be mechabir of Russia. So just because it makes him a Russia does not necessarily mean that there's no mitzvah of kavod. For Ashkenazim it means that, because the Ramah paskins that there's no chiv kavod of aviv Russia. But I think the mechaber holds that there is a chiv kavod of aviv Russia. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara weiter. Parak v'ta and Mishnah. Parak v'ta and parak v'ta and afilu arba v'chamish v'pa m'chayiv shem razov ta'azov. You have to continue doing the pre-cantina on the animal even four or five times, because the pasuk says azov ta'azov a double lashon. Halach v'yashav lo v'amar hol v'alach ha-mitzvah mitzvah l'ifrok prok pater shnemar imo. Let's say the owner of the animal says, you know what, I'm aware of what the Chumash says, I know that you have a chiyuv of pre-kotina, you have a chiyuv to help load or unload the animal, so why should I be involved in it? So the owner of the animal just walks to the side, sits down on the grass, makes himself a little picnic, says he's going to enjoy the show as he watches you working when he sits on the side. So then you're pater, you don't have to do that, because the pasuk says that it's imo, it's with him, it's with the owner of the animal you have a chiyuv. If the owner of the animal decides to take it easy and not to be involved, you have no chiyuv to be involved either. But if the guy is 95 years old and he can't really load or unload the animal, he's not just taking it easy, he has to take it easy, it's unhealthy for him to be involved in the prikotina, so then you're going to be chayiv even if the owner of the animal sits it out. Mitzvah min haTorah lifrok avelo liton. There's a mitzvah min haTorah to be porik the animal, but not to be towing the animal. I mean, the mitzvah is to unload the animal. There's no mitzvah da'oraisa to load the animal, to help load the animal. Rabbi Shimon omer af liton. Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's a mitzvah da'oraisa to load the animal as well. The Gemara will deal with the obvious problem that there is a mitzvah min haTorah to load the animal. So the Gemara will deal with what exactly Tanakhama means by this, and what exactly Rabbi Shimon and Tanakhama argue about. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Im haya alav yesra masa'o, ein zakaklosh. Nemar tachas masa'o, masa'o shiyachal amad bo. If the animal is overloaded, so then you don't need to do anything, because if the animal is overloaded, so that's the negligence of the owner of the animal. He never should have put a burden that's so heavy on the animal, and that's what the pasuk says, that you have to help the animal tachas masa'o, which implies that it's masa'o shiyachal amad bo. It has to be a burden that the animal is able to withstand, and if it's not a burden the animal is able to withstand, so then you don't have to be involved. The Gemara will discuss that case as well. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Refes Sha'amru, Eina Matave, Eina Mishameres. When we said if you find an animal in a stable that you don't need to do Hashavas Aveda, it's not talking about where it's wandering, nor is it talking about where it's protected. Eina Matave, Midiktani, Eina Chayivba. It's not in a place where it could wander anywhere and it's just totally lost, because the Mishnah says that you're not chayv to do Hashavas Aveda. So if you're not chayv to do Hashavas Aveda, it must not be in a situation where it's just out in the middle of nowhere where it could wander anywhere. It also must not be in a totally protected area that is locked up, where the animal, you know, where the animal is completely protected, because the fact that the Mishnah has to tell me I don't have to do Hashavas Aveda implies that there's a Hava Mina that I would have to do Hashavas Aveda. And if we're totally protected, Yisal Kadaituch Mishameres, Hashem Mishkach LaAvrei Ma'ayla LeGavai Mishkach LaMigavai MiBai. If you're going to find it Avrei, if you're going to find it outside, where are you going to bring it? You're going to bring it inside to a protected area. So you need to tell me that if it's already in a protected area, I don't have to do anything to it. Of course, what would I do with it? All I'll do is bring it into a protected area in the first place. That's all a person would do. So it must be that it's somewhere in between, that it's not the refus in our Mishnah is not where it's wandering, where it's able to just run away, but it's also not locked up so well. So if it wants to get out, it might be able to get out. It's just not going to be so easily just to be able to just wander out. Okay, matzah refus ein uchayv. Am Rabbi Yitzchak v'husha medes toch. That's assuming that it's inside the tchum, which implies that if we're in Rishus Rabim, even inside the tchum, you'd be chayiv. Some say this halacha in relation to the seifa. Rishus Rabim chayiv ba, that we said that if it's in Rishus Rabim, you do have to do Hashavas Aveda. And on that, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak v'usham edus chutz l'tchum. That's only if it's outside of the tchum. Mechal de berefes, which implies that if it's in a refes, afilu medus chutz l'tchum nami enu chayiv ba. Then even if it's outside of the tchum, you still wouldn't be chayiv enough Shavas Aveda. You could assume that if it's in a refes, it's not lost and it's not necessary, therefore, to try to be meshavit. Even though it's outside of the tchum, it's outside of the normal area of Yishuv, you could assume it's not lost if it's in a refes. The Beis HaKfaros lo yitamila. Then the Mishnah said, if you're a Kohen, the Avedas in the Beis HaKfaros don't become Tamei to the Aveda in order to do a Shavas Aveda. Don't become Tamei rather to the Beis HaKfaros in order to do Shavas Aveda. Tan Rabbanan, minayin shemamalo avivi Tamei, or shemamalo al taksir shlo yishmalo. How do I know that if the father says become Tamei, or if the father says don't do a Shavas Aveda, how do I know that you shouldn't listen to the father? Shenamar, the Pasuk says, ish imo va'aviv tira'u, ve'shapsosai tishmaru, Ani Hashem, that the pasuk ends, you should listen to your parents, you should observe Shabbos, Ani Hashem. What do we darshan from that? Kulchem chayvim bekvodi, that both you and your parents are all chayv in the cover of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if you're all chayv in the cover of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so when a parent asks you to violate the cover of the Ribbono Shel Olam, you don't listen to the parent. The Tosa Rush asks, wait a second, why don't I learn the opposite from the pasuk? That even though there's a chiv to be Shomer Shabbos, but if we have Mora Ava'im, you should be Mechal Shabbos in order to fulfill the chiv Mora Ava'im. Maybe that's the juxtaposition of Mora Ava'im with Shabbos, with the mitzvah of Shabbos, Shabsosai Tishmaru. So the Tosa Rush says that Mitzad Asvara, you have to assume Shabbos is better than Mora Ava'im, that Shabbos beats out Mora Ava'im, because Mitzad Asvara, we know, Kol Mechal Shabbos is considered like a kofar be'ikr. Someone who's Mechal Shabbos is considered a kofar be'ikr, therefore that which it says Ani Hashem is more likely going on Shmira Shabbos than it is on the Mora Aveim part. Right? The Ani Hashem being that the Ribbono Shel Olam says that I am in charge of you and your parents, and therefore both of you have to observe Shabbos. So if your parent tells you to violate the Shabbos, then you do not listen to a parent that says to violate the Shabbos. The Mitzvah Eisan in the back of the Gemara over here points out that Hatam de Pirit Mitzvah Zu, Shamar Le'Av L'Chal Shabbos, of all the mitzvahs, of all the examples the Torah could give, of when a father asks you to violate a nisr, why does the Torah give the example of the father asking you to be Mechal Shabbos? There's so many mitzvahs that if the father asks you to violate, the Torah could have used as an example where the father asks you to violate a nisr, then you don't listen to the father. Why dafka chil Shabbos? So he says, the Isa b'medrash Rabbah, to call a hamakayim mitzvahs kibud, ein chil Shabbos ba'al yado. He says an unbelievable vart. He says, the Medrash says that if someone does the mitzvah of Kibud Aveim properly, then he won't have Chil Shabbos Baal Yado. It's a great segula not to violate Shabbos in the future. And we know that it's mutav chal Shabbos echad v'chal Shabbos harbe. We know that it's better to violate one Shabbos rather than to have to violate many Shabbosos, right? That when you, to save a person's life, right? Chalal of Shabbos achas, so that he'll be able to be shomer Shabbosos harbe. They'll be able to observe many Shabbosos in the future. You'll have to be mechal Shabbos to save a person, so that he'll be able to observe many Shabbosos in the future. So if that's the case, if we value many Shabbosos over one Shabbos, and we know that doing Kibbud Av is a great skula to always be able to observe Shabbos properly, so maybe there's a havamina to say that if my parent tells me to be mechal of the Shabbos, it's worth the sacrifice of being mechal of this Shabbos because of the skula that I'm going to be able to be shomer so many other Shabbosos. And all those other Shabbosos are going to overpower this Shabbos. So says the Mitzvah, and that's why the Torah Bedafka through Shmir Shabbos goes out of its way and says that don't listen to your parents when they tell you to violate Shabbos, because that's where there's a really strong Havamina that maybe you should listen to the parents because of the segula aspect that you're going to be able to observe so many other Shabbos. It's a very interesting part. Says the Gemara Vayter, so it sounds like the whole reason that I don't listen to the parent is because the pasuk says you should observe the Shabbos. Otherwise, you would listen to him. But meaning, had I not had this drasha, I would think that if the father tells me, look, I want you to ignore the Shabbos Aveda, I would think I should listen to him. If the father tells me, I want you to go become Tameh, even though you're a Kohen, I would think I would listen to him. But why would there ever be a Havamina that I would listen to the father in that case? V'amai, hayasei v'haylos hasei v'asei. The mitzvah of Kibbud Av is a mitzvah sasei. The mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, the way Rashi understands, we're talking about Shabbos Aveda, is a mitzvah lo sasei v'asei. So since v'lo asei asei v'dachi lo sasei v'asei, what's the Havamina that the mitzvah of Kibbud Av is going to be doche? The lo sasei v'asei of Hashavas Aveda. the Ramban is not so thrilled with the idea that we're talking about Hashavas Aveda over here. He says, because Hashavas Aveda, you could very often have a case where it's only a Los Aseh, where it's not a Los Aseh Ve'aseh. Meaning, what are the two mitzvahs we discussed many times already by Hashavas Aveda? There's a mitzvah Saseh of Hashav Teshivim, but that mitzvah only begins once you pick it up. There's a Los Aseh of Losucha Losalim, that you're not allowed to hide your face from it. That begins as soon as you see it. What if the father says, don't pick up that Aveda? So that's not a violation of a Los Aseh, it's just an Aseh. Right, or after you pick it up, the father says, go ahead, pick it up, but then don't return it. Right, so then you've only violated the Los Aseh. I mean, you've already picked it up with the intention to return it, so you didn't violate the Suchul Salim. Then he tells you, don't return it. So it's only a violation of a Los Aseh. So the Ramban is not convinced that the Aseh V'Los Aseh that the Gemara is discussing is the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. He thinks it's more likely referring to the Isser of Tumas Kohanim that the Mishnah discussed. When the father tells you, I want you to become Tameh, that's the Los Aseh V'Aseh that we're talking about. Because when the Kohen becomes Tameh, he's in violation of both the Los Aseh and the Aseh simultaneously. That's how the Ramban writes. And Tosfos Rashi also is not convinced by Rashi's argument that we're talking about the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. But either way, Frek the Gemara, why do I need a special drush on a pasuk not to listen to your father in this case? Isn't it obvious? So answers the Gemara, no, it's true. I might think that since there's a hekesh between kibra ve'eim and kavod ha'makom, because after all the pasuk says kabedes avicha ve'simecha, and it also says kabedes Hashem eihoncha hilchach l'tzayis lei, I might think therefore to listen to the parents. Therefore, comes to tell me that no, that you shouldn't listen to the parents in this case. If you look at Tosfos, Kabbalas Hashem Eihoncha, Hadin Nakad Krad De Divrei Kabbalah, V'lo Nakad Krad De Ish Imo Va'aviv Tira'u, Uksiv Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, meaning we want to come up with a hekesh between Kibrav and Kibrav Makom, right? So we want to come up with a word that the Torah uses to describe both Kibrav and Kavod of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what do? We have the pasuk in the Torah of Kabbalas Avicha Vesimecha, and then we have a pasuk from Mishlei, pasuk in Ksuvim of Kabbalas Hashem Eihoncha. But isn't there a better hekesh within the Chumash itself? Instead of reaching out to a pasuk in Ksuvim, if you just look within the Chumash itself, you have Ish Imo Va'aviv Tira'u and Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, which are both in the Chumash itself. So it says the Tosos Mishum Tenichle Lasuye Krad Kavod. We'd rather emphasize Kavod rather than Yira, because Kavod is about doing actively rather than refraining from. And over here we're talking about a father requesting that you do something actively. So we're more interested in bringing cases of kavod rather than bringing cases of yira. There's a very interesting Maariz Chayis over here on this Tosfos. Maariz Chayis says, L'chor kasha, harei kaimlan ein adam dan gzer shava elam kin kibla merabo. What kind of question is Tosfos asking? Why are you bringing the gzer shava of kabed kabed? You should instead make a gzer shava of tira tira. I mean, we don't get to make Zereshavas. What kind of question is that? The Gemara didn't get to make up their own Zereshavas. There's a rule. You can't be done Zereshava unless you're Mekablet Merabo. So maybe they just didn't have this Zereshava of Tira Tira. And that's why they were unable to use that Zereshava. That's why they went with the Zereshava of Kabeid Kabeid. So says Maariz Chayis, Al Pi Divrei Ramban Basagos of the Sefer HaMitzvah Shor HaSheni Yisbar L'Nachon, we often misunderstand that rule of Ein Adam Dan Gzer Shav Miatzmo. It does not mean that all of the detailed Gzer Shavos have to already be a Kabbalah. Because then you could slug up half a shas. There's so many cases in the Gemara where the Gemara says, why don't you learn from a Gzera Shav from here instead of from there? The Gemara very often will suggest Gzera Shav is that we were not already using. So what's the idea then? So says Ramban, Elavadai Klal Hadavar Hayimukubal Atzlam Kemo Hasam Bechulin Hayimukubal Atzlam Dishchita Shen Ri Alfinu Mishchita. Says Ramban, what it means that you can't be down Gzer Shav Me'atzma means you can't make it up out of thin air. But if you know that there's a Gzer Shav associated with a certain halacha, that's what we have as a Masora. We don't have the details of exactly what the Gzer Shav, which words are used. We just have a very broad sense that there are certain halachos this halacha is from Gzeira Shava, that halacha is from Gzeira Shava, but we don't know exactly what the Gzeira Shavas are. And that's up to the Gemara to figure out what the words are that are being used for Gzeira Shava. So therefore, Tosfos asks very well. The Gemara obviously already has a Mesorah that we know not to listen to a father when the father says to violate an Isser, because that we would have had a Hava, meaning that we would listen to a father because of a Gzeira Shava. Now, what Gzeira Shava is it? Well, that's a little bit up in the air. And that's why Tosfos is able to ask very well from this Gzeira Shava. That's the Ramban. And he says that's what Tosfos means over here as well. Now, what's Tosfos answering? That they'd rather learn it from Kavod, because apparently their Mesorah included that it was a Gzeira Shava relating to Kavod, more so than a Gzeira Shava relating to Tira. However, says Maariv Chayes, anyway, he says, I think I have a better answer to Tosfos' question to begin with. He says, Ulam liyashev kushis hatos nearly binyan acher. There's another way to approach Tosfos' question. De belav hachi kasha, because anyway we have a problem. We generally hold kaimelon divrei Torah midivrei Kabbalah lo yalfinan. We generally have a rule that we're not allowed to learn halachas or raisa from divrei Kabbalah. So how over here are we allowed to learn divrei Torah from divrei Kabbalah, that we have a hekesh of kavod Kadosh Baruch Hu to kavod of Ava'im from divrei Kabbalah? So you have to say Ve'af Shalomar Kamo Shamru Reish Babakama Degiloi Milsa Bialma Lefarish Hara'as Hamila Upisrona Yalfina Divrei Torah Midivrei Kabbalah. The Gemara at the beginning of Babakama points out that although you're not allowed to learn halachos of Divrei Torah from Divrei Kabbalah, you're allowed to learn taich of a word of Divrei Torah from Divrei Kabbalah, meaning the way a word is used in Nach can help us understand what the word means in Torah. And he says, he quotes an example from Chulin, and whatever, we'll leave the example out. But then he says, "V'kivin demetzinu kabed Hashem ehoncha, dehoncha milazos." I'm sorry, "dehuncha milazos ala rov shemutal ala nivra lechabid boaz boro." Ubekavod ave em nishtamish gamkin b'lashum kavod. The negative avos of tzarich lechabdom b'inyan ruchani. Hainu afil b'mitzvah satorah. Since we find kabed es Hashem ehoncha, so we see the word kavod relates to a ruchni sticker type of kavod, so therefore we're able to be megala. That's able to be megala to us that when the word kabed is used in the Torah as well, it's also an inyan ruchani. It's in a spiritual matter. So once we see that the word kabed relates to spiritual matters, relates to being mechabed with ruchnius, so therefore you see that when the father asks you to violate the Torah, that you don't violate the Torah, because there's a ruchnius tikkah mitzvah of kibud. So he says, v'yamamalo lavral divrei Torah tzarech l'shma. No, to the contrary, he says, that's why I would have thought that tzarech l'chabdim bin ruchani, meaning even b'mitzvah satorah, and v'yamamalo lavral divrei Torah tzarech l'shma mehem. That's why I need the special pasuk v'shap sosai tishmaru to tell me that no, when the father says to violate the Torah, don't listen to them. Because again, backtrack, why did the Gemara quote this connection between Kibud Av and Kibud Makom? Because the Gemara says, what's the Havamina to listen to the father to violate the Torah anyway? What would be the Havamina? So we're trying to explain that Havamina with this Gzeir Shavah. So says Maritz Chayis, the Havamina is that the Pasuk in Ksuvim is Megalitas, that the word Kabed means Be'inyan Ruchani, and therefore Kabed Esavich Vesimach should be even when it's sacrificing Inyanim Ruchniim, and that's why I would have thought to listen to the father. That you don't listen to the father in that case. Okay, let's get moving here. Mitzvah min haTorah lifrok avlo litan. Mitzvah min haTorah, the Mishnah said to unload the animal, but not to load him. My avlo litan. What do you mean, not to unload the animal, not to load the animal? Ilem avlo litan klal. Myshnah prika tuksev azota azovim motin nami yuksev akem takimimo. How could you say that? There's a pasuk for each. There's a pasuk for unloading. There's a pasuk for loading. How could you say there's no mitzvah min haTorah to load the animal? El mitzvah min haTorah lifrok bechinam avlo litan bechinam el b'schar. No, Tanakam means to say is there's no mitzvah to load the animal for free. There's a mitzvah to unload the animal free, no mitzvah to load the animal free. Rabbi Shimon Omer Aflitam Bechinam. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, says there's a mitzvah to load the animal for free as well. Tanin Laha, Titan Rabbanan, Prika Bechinam, Ti'ina Bischar. Rabbi Shimon Omer Zuvazu Bechinam, so you have Beferish, that machlokas, whether you have to do it for free or not. My time, I had the Rabbanan, what's the reason for the Rabbanan that unloading the animal you need to do for free, but you're allowed to demand payment to load the animal? These Salkatai Rabbi Shimon, because if Rabbi Shimon were correct that you have to do both for free, let the pasuk only tell me about the mitzvah of loading the animal, and you won't even need to tell me anything about unloading the animal. And I'd figure it out on my own. Umatina the less but tsar balichayim, velaka chesron kiss chayiv, if tina, which does not involve tsar balichayim, nor is there chesron kiss, still you're going to be chayiv. It's not going to make the animal weaker and cause the guy any loss of money. So prika, the is but tsar balichayim, the chesron kiss, lokalshkein. So prika, where there is an issue of tsar balichayim, to unload the animal, where there's an issue of tsar balichayim, and there's an issue of the animal continually carrying this burden, which is going to weaken it and therefore cost the owner money. So of course I would say that there's a mitzvah. So why do I need the Torah to spell it out for me? So why does the Torah spell it out? To teach me that there's a difference in the din of prika and the din of ti'ina. To teach me that prika b'chinam, ti'ina b'schar. That prika you do for free, ti'ina you don't have to do unless you get paid. Rabbi Shimon my time. So why, according to, how's Rabbi Shimon going to respond to that? According to Rabbi Shimon, if you have to do both for free, why do I need both psukim? Mishum d'lom asami krai. Had I only had one of these psukim, I would not have known that it's talking about, I would not have known whether it was talking about prika or ti'ina. So I could have timed it, had I only had one of these psukim, that it's only talking about prika, and it's not talking about ti'ina. Meaning, even if I would have had the pasuk of ti'ina, I would not have known that it's a pasuk of ti'ina, unless I already have a different pasuk that tells me about prika. That's why I need both psukim. Rabbanan amayla misami krai, the Rabbanan say, what do you mean? Why is it not clear from the psukim itself exactly what it's talking about? Hachaksiv rovets tachas masa'o, hasamksiv nofun baderech. Deramu in huvituunayu buruch hamashma. That it means that it and its burden are there on the road, meaning it should be very clear to you. Rovets tachas maso implies that you need to be porek, whereas the pasuk of noflin baderech implies that the masa, the burden, is on the ground, and therefore you need to be towing. It's clear from the psukim. Why would you not have figured that out on your own? For Rabbi Shimon would respond, no, noflin baderech. I would have thought Nofim Baderech does not mean that the animal's on the road and the burden is next to the animal also on the road. No, I would have thought it's on the animal's back and the animal fell with the burden on its back, but that, not that the animal needs to be loaded up. No, that the animal doesn't need to be loaded up. It's already loaded up. That's why I need two psukim, so that I could know that there's also a mitzvah of being towing the animal, not just being parik the animal. Amar Rava. This is going to start a sugya that's going to take us through the rest of the daf, all the way almost up until the next Mishnah, which is the sugya of Tsar Bale Chaim. And the Gemara is going to try to prove whether Tsar Bale Chaim is Drabanan or Daraisa. The Gemara is going to try to bring 8 rayas, whether Tsar Bale Chaim is Drabanan or Daraisa. Rav is going to bring the first raya, whether Tsar Bale Chaim is Drabanan or Daraisa. Now, interestingly, Rav Asher Weiss points out in Milchas Asher on Bereshis, Simul Chafalot, my Chavrusa pointed me to this Marah Makom yesterday, that the Gemara never gives a source for Tzar Bale Chaim. Brings a lot of proofs, whether it's Daraisa or Drabanan. Never says a pasuk, never says, if it is Daraisa, what's the source? Where is it in the Torah? So Rav Asher Weiss has a collection of 11 possible sources for Tzar Bale Chaim, where we could learn out Tzar Bale Chaim Daraisa. We're not going to go through all of them, but he quotes just a couple. Rashi Masech HaShabbos Kuf Chav Chesam Beis says we learn from the mitzvah of Prika, that the idea is that there's Tzar in the Behema, so the Torah says you got to be makbid about that in Tzar Bale Chaim, which is certainly the implication of our sugya, from the context of our sugya. The Shita Mukbetzes in Bab Metzia says that we learn from the Lav de Chasima, the iser to muzzle the animal while the animal is doing your work for you while it's threshing. Shidim Gatz also quotes a third possibility in the name of the Ritva, that Tzar Bale Chaim is halachal Moshe Misinai. There is no source. It's stam halachal Moshe Misinai. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says we learn it out from what the Malach says to Bilam. The Malach Hashem says to Bilam, Lama zeh hikisa asasoncha zeh shalosh regalim. Why are you beating up on your donkey? What's the problem with beating up on a donkey? So it must be that there's nisr to beat up on a donkey. It must be that there's nisr of Tzar Bale Chaim. So you see that that's a nisr. Again, he has 11 examples, but 11 possibilities of where Tzar Bale Chaim is learned from. But either way, there's definitely an nisr of Tzar Bale Chaim. The question is it an nisr Drabanan, or is it an nisr Da'oraisa? Rav Asher Weiss, the reason he quotes it, the piece is not about Tzar Bale Chaim, the piece is about the mitzvah of Chinuch. So the reason he quotes the idea of Tzar Bale Chaim is he tries to explain, according to the Shita, there's a major machlokes where the mitzvah of chinuch is drabanan and daraisa. So how do you visualize the Shita that holds chinuch is only drabanan? What does it mean, chinuch is only? On a daraisa level, you could let your kid do whatever he wants. The kid could just go, really, the Torah is okay with that? That's fine, minat Torah? So he says, no, even if you hold the mitzvah of chinuch is drabanan, you have to say that there's still the ratzon HaTorah, the ratzon Hashem, even though it may not be the Dvar Hashem, there may not be a technical mitzvah, But the Ratzon Hashem is clearly that you're mechanech a child. And that certainly has some sort of mitzvah bialma. There's some sort of mitzvah bialma of practicing chinuch. So he says, this idea that there's a chiyuv to be mekayim, the Ratzon Hashem, even if it's not a technical mitzvah within one of the Targum mitzvahs, we find by Tzar Bal Chaim as well. Because this holish of Tzar Bal Chaim, Daraisa Drabanan, we don't even have a source if it's Daraisa, right? But the point is that even if it's Drabanan, you have to say it's still included in the Ratzon HaTorah. It's still included in the broader requirement of the Torah. And he says that's what the Chazon Ish writes. He quotes Chazon Ish in Yardes and Kuf Mem Tes. We were discussing before when the father asks you to do something that's of no benefit to the father. So the Chazon Ish says, even though Enochinami, it's not a mitzvah skibarav in that case, but it's still a ratzon haTorah to listen to the father. The father asks you to jump up and down, so just do it because it will make the father happy. So it's clearly the ratzon haTorah they should listen to the father. So you see that there are a lot of mitzvahs that are not mitzvahs asay nor mitzvahs los asay, but are mitzvahs that fall into the category of ratzon haTorah. I believe elsewhere he writes that's the idea by Shavuos that Moshe Rabbeinu was Hosef Yom Echad Midaito. That's to show that Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no mitzvah to be Hosef Yom Echad Midaito because Baruch Hu never told him to do it, but he understood that was the ratzon Hashem. That sometimes you have to read between the lines and understand what the Ratzon Hashem is as well. That's also a chiyuv to follow the Ratzon Hashem. Okay, so anyway, so what are these rayas? So raya number one, Midivrei Shneim Nilma Tzar Be'el Chaim Doraisa. From both Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakam, you see that Tzar Be'el Chaim is Doraisa. V'avil Rabbi Shimon lo kamar el mishum tlo misay mikrayi. Av misay mikrayi darshin kal v'chomer mishum mai. But had we known that which pasuk was talking about what, then we would have been able to say, even Rabbi Shimon would say, in theory, if we had a pasuk that was explicitly talking about a mitzvah of loading an animal, I could say kal v'chomer. If you have a mitzvah to load the animal, kal v'chomer, you have a mitzvah to unload the animal. What kind of kal v'chomer? Lav mishum tzar be'el chaim darshinan. Isn't it a kal v'chomer that if you have a mitzvah to load the animal where it's not going to save the animal from any suffering, kal v'chomer where you could save the animal from suffering? Oh, tzar be'el chaim. So then for sure you should unload the animal. So you see, everyone agrees to that concept. Says Mar, no, dilma mishum dika chesron kis. Maybe the issue isn't tzar be'el chaim. Maybe the kal v'chomer would have relied on the chesron kis, that if when I'm loaning the animal and possibly costing the guy money by weakening his animal, I have to do it so kal v'chomer to unload the animal and make the animal worth more money. It's not about tzar. V'ach kam mati nedles b'chesron kis chayiv prika dis b'chesron kis lo kol shkein. Uti'ina in b'chesron kis milo askina and da'achi v'achi batul mishukei. So frankly, Mar, wait a second. Does Tina really not involve chesron kis? Aren't you going to be mevatel it from doing some malacha? Inami asu ganvi v'shakli kol ma dikabade, or else ganavim could come and take anything that you have if the animal isn't loaded up. So isn't it chesron kis anyway? So says Gemara, okay, let's go for another raya. Teda, second raya that Tzar Be'el Chaim Doraisa, the Ketani Seifa says, Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Umhayol of Yesra Maso, in Zakaklo. If the animal is overburdened, you don't have to do it. Shnemar, Tachas Maso, Maso, Shiach Lamanbo. Lav, Mechal, Tanakama, Sover, Zakaklo. So don't you see the Tanakama holds, if it's overburdened, you do have to help out. My time, Lav, Mishum, Tzar Be'el Chaim Doraisa. It's certainly not a chiv to help out the owner, because the owner's an idiot. Why did he overburden the animal? So it must be that the chiv is to help out the animal itself. So it says more, no, Dilma b'tachas maso'o pligi. Maybe they're arguing about tachas maso'o. Rabbi Yossi suffered darshin and tachas maso'o, maso'i shiyoch alamud bo. Rabbi Yossi suffered lo darshin and tachas maso'o. So it's a question whether tachas maso'o means that it's necessarily a burden that the animal can handle. Teda raya number three about Tzar Be'el Chaim. The Tzar Be'el Chaim loved Doraisa. Diktani Reisha halach v'yashav lo va'amr lo hol v'alecha mitzvah lifrok prok pater shnemar imo. That we said that if the owner says, I'm going to sit this one out, you can do this one yourself, it's your mitzvah, then you're pater, because it's only a mitzvah to help the owner himself. But v'yistal kadaitach Tzar Be'el Chaim Doraisa mali isil maribade mali kilesil maribade. If the issue is not about helping the owner, it's about helping the animal who's nebuch suffering, so why should I care if the owner is there or not? So isn't that a raya that Tzar Be'el Chaim is not Doraisa? Says Mar Liolim Tzar Be'el Chaim Doraisa. No, really, Tzar Be'el Chaim is Doraisa. Mi savru pater pater legamri. Maybe when it says that you don't have to help out, if the owner is going to sit it out, it just means you don't have to help out to do it for free. But to get paid for it, you still have to do it. You just could demand payment for it. If the owner is going to help you out, you do it for free. If he's not going to help you out, you could demand payment. But either way, you for sure have to help, because Tzar Be'el Chaim is Doraisa. Raya number four. The same way of a behemoth of Israel. So if Tzar Bel Chaim is Daraisa, I understand very well. You want to help out the animal of a guy the same way you would the animal of a Jew. But if Tzar Bel Chaim is not Daraisa, then why? Mitzvos ben adam lechaveru don't apply to non-Jews. So it says Gemara, hasu mishum Eva. No, over there it's about Eva with the non-Jew, that you don't want to be afraid of how he's going to treat you if you don't treat him nicely. If it's holding usher wine, you don't have to help. So if Tzar Bel Chaim is not Daraisa, so understand very well, Ein Zakukla. El Yam Daraisa, am I Ein Zakukla? But if Tzar Bel Chaim is Daraisa, why do you not have to help? No, what it means to say is to load it up with yayin aser, that's ein zakukla. But to unload of the yayin aser, that you are zakukla. It could be Tzar Bel Chaim though is daraisa. So we're still in the middle of bringing rayos. Mirz Hashem will pick up tomorrow with the fifth raya, whether Tzar Bel Chaim is or is not daraisa.